We've got David on the air. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Let's start, David. I mean, how did you come? Why were you searching in the first place? I mean, how did it all start?
Well, I wasn't 100% well, and I wanted to continue to improve my health. And so I was looking around for different avenues to do that. And I heard you on the radio, and then I went to your seminar, and I heard other people stand up and, you know, talk about how you have helped them. And so I came to see you, and I'm having some pretty good results.
But let's go back. That's terrific. And so, well, actually, what was the talk? I mean, was the talk worthwhile? What was it like? How did it strike you?
Yeah, I thought it was very worthwhile, and I thought that it made a lot of sense. And after seeing you, the thing that I like about what you do is, opposed to what I've experienced other places, is it's not a shotgun approach. I mean, you're able to find out really what the body needs to heal.
Sort of.
And, you know, in the past, I've had different tests done, and then they'll say, okay, well, let's try this, and, oh, let's try that, without, you know, really knowing if it's going to help or not. In fact, my cabinet in my kitchen is full of things that I've just tried, you know, to see if it helps me, you know, become better. So,
oh boy, I know that one. I mean, my cabinet in my office. I think we sort of were simpatico on that. I told you that I had actually discarded some $5,000 plus worth of Chinese herbal formulas, not because they're not good. Because I love Chinese medicine. It is help. It helps lots of people. But because I could not have that, I did not feel that sense of certainty that when I said to David, David, this is what's going on, this is what I recommend, you will experience results.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, oh my goodness, how much money have we spent, huh?
Yeah, thousands.
Thousands. So let's go back even a little bit before that, David. So, I mean, you had a very interesting, you know, adventure. I mean, you know, what was your health like even before, you know, you came to see me?
Well, it wasn't super bad, but I had some chronic things, and then it was a little bit scary for me too because I was super sick. I mean, I had two doctors tell me at one point I'd lose ability to walk, and one of the two told me I would actually pass away. And
why? I mean, what were you experiencing?
Well, I got hurt at work, and then when I couldn't work, my ankles were swollen up, my hips were swollen up, my hands were swelling up.
Wow.
It hurt to walk. The only comfortable position really for me was to stand up straight because my hips hurt so bad it hurt to even lay down.
Wow.
I was in constant, you know, I was in constant pain. And I actually, years later, I found a guy that said that, and, you know, I was like in this state for probably about 6 years before I kind of found out what part of the cause was and was able to somewhat clear that up. But I found another guy that said, you know, when you're in that much pain, it, you know, depletes all the neurotransmitters in the brain, and he, you know, he put me on amino acids and B vitamins, and that helped a lot. But it just seemed like I was missing a key piece of the puzzle on getting 100% well.
Yeah.
And that's when I came to see you. And,
yeah.
And
yeah,
you know, we've made some really, really good progress, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, that was exactly my story. Although, you know, I mean, my symptoms were, you know, different, and they were because of, you know, the cause was different, but it was the missing piece.
Right.
You know, it was that key piece of the puzzle. What is it? I mean, am I going to live for the rest of my life in this, you know, debilitated, total lack of quality of life? I mean, that was not an entertaining idea.
Right, yeah. I mean, it was just like, you know, God, if this is my life, take me home. I mean,
that was my sentiment exactly. And I don't know how many times I said it.
Yeah.
So what specifically, that missing piece you're talking about, what specifically were you, you know, that were you experiencing or suffering from, or you know, what were the symptoms that, you know, that were occurring that caused you to believe there was some missing piece?
Well, like I even told you in the office when I went to see that other practitioner, and you know, we tried those amino acids and B vitamins and things like that. That helped a ton. I mean, I was like, had super chronic fatigue all the time. And then, but the thing that was scaring me is sometimes my finger would hurt. I would have this arthritic symptom in my finger. And then the other thing that would happen would be that I would get really tired in the afternoon. And, you know, that just kind of made me feel like, well, shoot, you know, maybe my health is going in the wrong direction again, or, you know, I'm not as stable as I really should be.
Right, because you had actually done that sort of, you know, hypervitaminosis thing. That is, you know, you were fortunate. You found a really good guy, and he knew something about nutrition, and he knew something about how the body responded with respect to, you know, certain vitamins. And those vitamins were more than likely, you know, synthetic, so you were using, you know, excessive amounts. And for some people, you can get some symptom relief. And one of the things that I hope you have learned is that you're still using those things like prescription medications, because you're just affecting the alarm bell, the symptom. You're actually not necessarily addressing the root cause. And the way those vitamins work, those synthetic vitamins work, is actually to recruit the factors within the body, the chemical factors within the body, so that the body can actually even utilize them at all, because, you know, they're just fractionated substitutes. You know what I'm saying? So what happens there is that at some point, and most people experience this, especially with vitamin B, for any of you folks out there who have utilized vitamin B shots or excessive amounts of vitamin B, you may experience an increase in a decrease in your symptoms, including an increase in energy, but you'll notice that you have to use more and more and more, and the shots at some point begin to lose their quote unquote effectiveness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I think in a way, that's kind of what I experienced. Actually, is where, you know, my symptoms totally went away for a while, but then it felt like they were kind of slowly coming back a little bit.
Exactly.
You know, to where I was. I mean, before I would have to pull over the side of the road and take a nap because I was so tired in the middle of the afternoon, and for a while that completely went away, but then it started to, you know, like slowly come back, and
right,
it was a little scary.
Oh yeah, and but this is, you understand why now?
Yeah,
because basically what you were doing, and what is often done, is to try to use vitamins and herbs just like prescription medications. So certain vitamins have supposedly certain effects on the body, but you're just using them as drugs rather than finding the missing piece and utilizing supplements such as Standard Process, which you took some of those in the past, I think.
I don't know that I took Standard Process.
Oh, okay. I thought you had. I thought you had.
I took branched chain amino acids, which, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, even actually the other thing that was interesting about taking some of the amino acids is I came into your office with knee pain on the side, and it was so bad I was almost thinking about going to see a physical therapist. And then he said, okay, let's find out what's actually causing it. And it turns out it was soy that was in acid products that I was taking.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what I really appreciate, is that when I am spending the money, at least I know that I'm spending money on things that are going to help me.
Exactly. And because most of us, before we have, you know, this opportunity to work with somebody, you know, who utilizes both muscle testing, but more specifically this nutrition response testing, which is what, you know, the show is all about and why I get so excited, is the ability to pinpoint with laser-like accuracy exactly what's going on. And sometimes the most, you know, the things that you think you have found that are quote-unquote helping an alarm bell or a symptom that you feel are the most important are actually creating a problem as well.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Soy. We could talk about soy for a while, but I want to and you mentioned some of the other methods that you had tried to help, you know, your symptoms. And I think, I don't know, did you ever take any prescription medications or did you just avoid that on the front side?
Yeah, pretty much I avoided prescriptions. But I mean, I was taking some over-the-counter stuff. I mean, The other thing that I was having before I came to see you is I was getting these tension headaches in the back of my neck. I mean, all right. The neck muscles would tighten up, and then, you know, I would, you know, take Aleve, you know, some of the over-counter type stuff. And then when I'd have the inflammation in my finger and my hand, I was taking a product that seemed to work pretty well. But like you said, I think it just was turning off the alarm bell and, you know, just relieving the symptoms and not really getting to the root cause of the problem.
And we were able to figure out the root cause, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was?
My body wasn't regulating.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Your body wasn't regulating. And in particular, especially, and we talked about this, but especially in the neck, people who are having, you know, neck problems in general, with that tightness, stiffness, even pain, consistent shoulders, even between the shoulder blades, look to the thyroid. Look to the thyroid. Fix that, baby. You can fix it. We have been, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I bring it up, David, is because, you know, the overwhelming majority of people utilizing Western medicine and the conservative approach, when they're having these symptoms, you know, reach for the over-the-counter stuff instead of realizing that there is a nutritional cause, and that cause is the effects of the nutritional deficiencies are affecting their organs and glands like the thyroid. And for those of you folks who have already discovered you've got a forest fire, that is to say, you've been you know, to a doctor, you've gotten your blood tests, and your blood tests show that you've gotten you know, too much thyroid stimulating hormone going on, because the body is trying to tell the thyroid to work, get to work, you lazy thyroid, and it can't because of the missing piece. And then the doctor will say, okay, fine, you've got to take a hormone replacement therapy, and you'll have to take that for the rest of your life. And the bottom line is, it isn't true, it isn't true, it isn't true, period. Now, I know for you, David, that wasn't, you know, your main issue, or at least you thought, but it was clearly part of the problem.
Yeah, you obviously can speak to this better than me, but I've heard that the thyroid regulates the immune system, and, you know, sometimes I was having these, you know, chronic colds and, you know, sinus things that would go on for a long period of time. And
yeah.
Yeah. That was probably part of the picture as well.
Exactly. And that's the thing. So for folks who have chronic sinus problems and are taking antibiotic after antibiotic after antibiotic, you ain't getting it. You're not getting it. Fix the thyroid. Also, you got to fix the adrenal glands too. And of course, that was one of the things that you found out, the root of that fatigue was those adrenal glands.
Yeah, and the other thing that I thought was good is that we were able to make some adjustments. You know, I would tell you what the symptom was, and then you'd tell me what to do to, you know, help the body heal.
And it would do it. It would definitely do it.
Yeah.
And was the evaluation painful?
No, not at all.
Was it, had you used utilized muscle testing before, or was this your first experience?
No, yeah, I've used it before, and I had really good success with it, so I believed in it. But the thing that I found interesting about your aspect is the thing that you were talking about, where the body switches.
Oh, the regulation part.
Right, because I've heard people say, well, you know, muscle, you know, I've read things where people say, oh, yeah, this guy muscle tests me and it doesn't work. Well, if the body switches, that's probably why.
They're not finding the root cause of regulation. We got to take a quick break because we're on radio time. Will you hold?
Sure.